Right, let's have a look at some for sale items before we move on to our next piece of music. We have for sale a cast iron enamel bath with taps. If you would like more information there, ring 76561. That's 76561. Now, we have a Tricity electric cooker for sale for £35. Contact the studio. Also, a gas cooker, a Super Cala gas cooker. It's the bottle type, so you can just about have it anywhere in the house. And this is particularly handy if you're not on the gas main yourself. £40. It's in immaculate condition, 73957. Now, we have three storage heaters and two wall units for sale. That's a kitchen press type unit, I think. The studio is the contact number for offers there. A Honda 70 for sale, 2 years old, excellent condition, £350. So contact the studio. A Suzuki acoustic guitar with case, never been used, £100, 72895 up to 5 o'clock tonight. A Sony Betamax video recorder, C7, 4 months old, it's guaranteed. There's an infrared remote control unit, and you should contact the studio for that. A brown leatherette three-piece suite for sale, 40 Newport Square. Pop around to that for more information. And finally, a silver tea service for sale, never used, an unwanted gift, and you can telephone 55861 for more information there. Now, later on in the evening at 7 tonight, John Chastey will be along with the St. Paul's Community Programme. Highly interesting and valuable programme of community value. And John will bring along all the latest notes, not only from the St. Paul's parish, but various areas around the town. And if you have any information you'd like to pass on to John, then you can give me a call or ring throughout the day. John will be here at 7 to bring you the programme, and maybe you'd like to add something to that. So do give us a ring throughout the day, and John can give you a mention tonight on his St. Paul's Community Council programme. Okay? Right, that's at 7 tonight on Shoreside, 227 metres medium wave and 98 megahertz VHF, where you hear all the scratches on the records. Here's a prime example, 1964. This is The Foremost, and Baby, I Need Your Loving.
I often hear, I really need you. Another day, another night. Ooh, I really need you. I long to hold you tight.
A fabulous oldie, 1964, The Foremost, and that's called Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. You haven't heard that for a long time, have you? Right, 13 minutes past 10 o'clock now. You may well remember the other day I was telling you that Irish people drink more tea than anybody else in the whole wide world, and like I said, I was astounded at this fact, because I thought that the good old cup of splosh was a British institution. But, well, anyway, apart from all that, the good old-fashioned cuppa is about to become a suave, sophisticated and sexy drink, believe it or not. The British Tea Council, having fought off the 1970s threat from instant coffee, is spending nearly £2 million on giving tea a new image. Can you believe this now? It wants to show the average Briton who sups 4.1 cuppas a day that there is something more subtle to tea drinking than simply a mug of Rosie Lee, which you can stand up a spoon in. Shops and supermarkets will be stocked with special blends from India, China and Assam. And from this week, women's magazine readers will face a barrage of advertisements announcing Meet the New Tea Lady, a suave and sophisticated and sexy model promoting the delights of Britain's national beverage. Tea Council Director Jim Munday says tea has been part of the furniture for so long that we want, or we believe people will want to try variations. Speciality teas will be a satisfying alternative. There is one blend, however, which is unlikely to end up on in many larders. Formosa Oolong, which is the world's most expensive tea, costing £12 per pound. Actually, spending £2 million trying to flash up a cup of tea is a disgrace, really. I mean, you could spend it on kidney machines or something, but, well, anyway. Here's Lindsay Buckingham.
The night brings the stranger.
My heart, you did, you did. Oh, target, but wide of the mark. What I thought was fire was only the spark. The sweetest melody is a unheard refrain. So lower your sights. Yeah, raise your aim, raise your aim. Who broke my heart?
The very colourful ABC, Poison Arrow, such a great record, number one this week. And before that, you heard Lindsay Buckingham, his new single from the Law and Order album, and the follow-up to Trouble, that's The Visitors. 21 past 10, we'll take a break, back in a moment.
Freeford Exhaust Centre Limited, special offer this month, full service for £42. Yes, £42. This includes plugs, points, filter, oil and VAT. Electronic tuning, tracking, balancing and exhaust fitted free while you wait. At the Freeford Exhaust Centre Limited, Grattan Quay, Waterford. Telephone 73635. That's 73635.
Another first for Waterford, the Waterford Video Centre. Waterford's first specialist in video movies, now open at 7 Michael Street. The Waterford Video Centre deal exclusively in video films. All leading titles in stock, rent or buy. Rent for as little as £1 a day. Open to members and non-members 7 days a week until 7pm and Sundays until 2pm. Rent your video movies any day, 7 days a week in Waterford's biggest stockist of video films. The Waterford Video Centre, 7 Michael Street, over the Motor and Sports Shop.
George White & Son, O'Connell Street, Waterford's leading picture framers, offer a speedy service at attractive rates. Add beauty and value to your pictures by having them expertly framed in our workshop. That's at George White & Son, O'Connell Street, Waterford's only picture framing specialists. Phone us at 74046. That's 74046.
O'Sullivan Ceramics, wall and floor tiling contractors of 19 Knockboy, Waterford, are now available for small and large contracts, including bathrooms, kitchens and showers. Much of O'Sullivan Ceramics' finished impressive work is in evidence around Waterford City, as the recent local contracts include the Bridge Hotel and the George's Court Shopping Centre complex. O'Sullivan Ceramics offer a unique service in that you can choose in your own home a tile to suit your needs in both price and colour. For free quotations and without obligation, contact Billy O'Sullivan today at 77194. Town and country, distance no problem. O'Sullivan Ceramics, 19 Knockboy, Waterford. Telephone 77194. That's 77194.
More music!
What you've got. All I'll tell you.
Go, that's the Cars from the Panorama album. First record I ever played on Shoreside, that.
Yes.
27 minutes past 10 o'clock now. The Catholic leader of England and Wales spoke yesterday of his shame at having to tell the Pope about the opposition to his visit to Britain. Cardinal Basil Hume, Archbishop of Westminster, was speaking on his return from a trip to the Vatican to see Pope John Paul. He said, "I must confess I felt slightly ashamed to have to talk of such things. Militant Protestants and groups of homosexuals, atheists and pro-abortionists are planning to cause maximum disruption to the Pope's visit, which begins at the end of May. A recent Gallup poll survey of 1,000 people showed that 50% were in favour of the visit, with only 12% against. But Cardinal Hume said, I hope people will be generous and sensible as they have been in other countries. I think the things that have been going on have been whipped up by a minority. It does tend to make the whole country seem as though they are opposed to it, which in my opinion simply isn't true." Cardinal Hume also talked about having the possibility of the Pope having to face demonstrators. "He is not over-concerned, but I think it would be foolish to be complacent. He is a very sensitive person and is coming as a friend and a man of peace," he said. Pope John Paul, who survived an assassination bid last year, will be cloaked in security. A team of hand-picked bodyguards, trained by the elite SAS, will be at the heart of the biggest security operation since the royal wedding. And reading yesterday's paper, obviously they're not joking, because I believe it's in Liverpool where... it could be Liverpool or Manchester, but there's a big open-air mass being held. Yesterday I was reading that a notice has been sent round to all families through their doors, warning their children not to play with toy guns on the day. Otherwise, there could be an accident. So obviously taking it all very, very seriously. Such a shame as well. There's so much hassle as well. 29 past 10, there'll be a headline bulletin in a moment. But first of all, señores and señoritas, El Mundial, time to brush up the Spanish.
España se viste de fiesta, se ve la afición en el campo, que ondea banderas inquietas, se van ocupando las gradas, se escuchan alegres canciones, y así la gente exaltada aplaude siempre a los mejores. Países vienen a jugar el Mundial. Los grandes del balón se tienen que enfrentar el Mundial. El campo es una fiesta, es todo un festival el Mundial. Y todos van a recordar y a cantar. Todo queda en silencio, ya salen los grandes equipos, el labor de mil gritos al viento, convidas a los favoritos, de pie todos oyen los himnos, los rostros crispados de gloria, nerviosos los elegidos, están soñando con la victoria. Tienen que enfrentar el Mundial. El campo es una fiesta, es todo un festival. Tienen que enfrentar el Mundial. ¡Viva! El campo es una fiesta, es todo un festival. El Mundial. ¡Viva! Que todos van a recordar y a cantar. Que todos van a recordar y a
Yes, Over the Top Productions present, eh? Amazing. That's Placido Domingo, and he's a famous Spanish opera singer, by the way. And El Mundial, the official theme to World Cup 82. Right, 10:33, a look at the headlines before our final memory module, which will take us back to last year. The Fine Gael leader, Dr. Fitzgerald, has rejected the Taoiseach's statement that he wasn't looking for political advantage in nominating Mr. Dick Burke as EEC Commissioner. The Fine Gael leader said there had been no reply from Mr. Haughey to a suggestion not to contest the by-election, which would follow Mr. Burke's resignation. In Holyhead, there is to be a vote today on a proposal to end the dispute which has stopped ferry sailings to and from the Welsh port for most of this month. EEC ministers for agriculture are meeting in Brussels in a further attempt to fix farm prices. Mr. Lenehan will be seeking more than the 9% suggested by the Commission, as well as $50 million in special aid for Irish farmers. The latest initiative on the North is expected to be the main topic at a meeting in London this morning between the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Collins, and the Northern Secretary, Mr. Pryor. In El Salvador, right-wing parties who have won 36 seats to 24 for President Duarte's Christian Democrats have begun talks on forming a coalition and electing a temporary president. The Assembly is due to meet again within a fortnight. A British Army patrol escaped injury when a landmine exploded near Jonesboro in South Armagh last night. The provisional IRA say they planted the device, which blew up as the patrol was passing. Train services in Dublin will again be disrupted today because of a picket at Connolly Station by members of the NBU. Leaders of the two main rail unions, the NATE and the ITGWU, have asked their members to work normally. The effect on services will depend on the reaction of railway men to their leaders' request, and a CIE spokesman said services would be much the same as yesterday, with less than half the normal number of suburban trains. And more than 20 people were injured and over 1,000 people were arrested in riots in the Argentine capital of Buenos Aires. Demonstrators clashed with security forces during a march to protest against the government's economic policies. And the weather word, short and sweet, dry with some bright or sunny spells. That's the news and weather together. Next bulletin at 11. 10:35, it's time for...
Dicky James.
Memory Module.
Truth when you say all you need is love.
yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself,
the Talking Heads, and Once in a Lifetime before that, George Harrison, and his little tribute to John Lennon all those years ago. And starting us off, Split Enz from New Zealand. Poor boy. Right, it's 11:15, and that's the final memory module. Irish oldies are the subject of Ed's Golden Hour this afternoon at 2, and the first memory module tomorrow morning can be heard at 7:30. We'll take a break, back in a moment with Status Quo.
Dicky James.
Memory module.
Spring is in the air, and now is the time for spring cleaning. Boston Cleaners are the professionals with more than 30 years experience in the business. Boston Cleaners of Michael Street, John Street, Ballybricken and Summerland off the Yellow Road care for all your garments. From jeans to evening dresses, suedes and leathers, to curtains and chair covers. Trust us, bring your best to Boston. We are at Michael Street, John Street, Ballybricken and Summerland off the Yellow Road.
Specials for 4 weeks only from George White & Son, O'Connell Street. 5 litres of Weather Shield, normally £12.76, now only £11.49. 5 litres of Valspar, normally £11.50, now only £9.99, available in all colours. 20% off all wallpapers, including contour. Avail of these great offers now in the paint and wallpaper department of George White & Son, O'Connell Street, Waterford, where everything costs less.
Great stock taking clearance sale now on at Bernie Coakley's, 5 Alley Lane, Ballybricken, Waterford, for a limited period only. At Bernie Coakley's in 5 Alley Lane, all stocks of upholstery, Draylon, tapestries and velours are clearing at cost price. Draylon's 54 inches wide, £4 per yard. Draylon's 57 inches wide, £5.50 per yard. Plush pile Draylon, 57 inches wide, £6.50 per yard. Also in stock, a large range of patterns and colours to choose from. These materials are suitable for curtain making. For the DIY person, we also have braids, Hessian, tacks, web, rubber straps, and all the items used for upholstery. And all our DIY stock is less 10%. At Bernie Coakley's great stock-taking clearance sale, now on for a limited period only. Bernie Coakley, 5 Alley Lane, Ballybrook and Waterford. Telephone 74148. It's new. It's different. Solitaire, the jewellery boutique in John Street. Solitaire has a full range of silver and gold jewellery at all prices, including an extensive selection of earrings. Solitaire has an agency for Redania Swiss watches, elegant quartz or Inca block jewel movements of the highest quality. Solitaire also gives an engraving and repair service. Come and discover the second department of Solitaire, offering exclusive oriental wear from Morocco and now a new selection of beautiful Indian wear to add to the range of dresses, caftans, jumpsuits, skirts and tops. There is also a fine collection of attractive leather bags, wallets, purses and other unusual accessories. Come and take a look around. You're very welcome. Solitaire, John Street, Waterford.
Two, seven.
A bad single, that's Status Quo, that's their new one, which is called Dear John. Right, it's 8.5 minutes away from 11 now. Paul Power in the studio now and preparing for his lunchtime bash, which will take you all the way through until 2 this afternoon. Okay, look at the television guide then, and BBC One this evening, well, not a great deal happening. They're showing a nice film actually on BBC One. It's a well-made space drama, I'm told. Americans and Russians at it, fighting to land on the moon. But unfortunately, because we have BBC Wales on the cable vision, we can't see that because they're showing some Yaki Dar programmes. So, shame, really. So, BBC Wales, nothing of any interest whatsoever tonight. Maybe you'd like to catch Ron Greenwood talking about 50 years of football in Sports Night at 9:30, and there's Parkinson after that, but little all else. BBC Two, there's MASH at 9, Nancy Astor at 9:25. Part 8 of this series tonight, Hitler comes into power, and Nancy and her husband are accused of being pro-Nazi. HTV this evening, there's a This Is Your Life special, which probably means that Eamon Andrews is going to cop it tonight. And then at 9 o'clock, there's Minder with Dennis Waterman. And the network film tonight, which is being networked coast to coast across the United Kingdom, is The Sex Symbol. Connie Stevens plays a tragic Hollywood star and Shelley Winters, a bitchy gossip columnist, in this tale which closely resembles the life of the late Marilyn Monroe. And that's on until 12:30, 12:35 in actual fact. So 2 hours and 5 minutes, and goes rather late into the night. So if you don't have to get up too early in the morning, maybe you could catch that. And then on RTE1, there's Sapphire and Steel at 10 minutes past 11. And then at 9:35, Callan on RTE2. And just in case you didn't catch it on the cross-channel telly last night, at 10:30, there's the Academy Awards on RTE2. But, of course, we all know who won by now. Right, that's about it. Don't forget, if you switched the TV off and you're still feeling a bit on the insomniacal side and can't sleep at all, join Ray Sarsfield, who takes you through the night here on Shoreside, because, of course, we're broadcasting 24 hours now. So there you are. That's the TV guide for this evening. 6 away from 11 o'clock, and here's Live Wire. Fairly interesting record, this. There's a castle in every Swiss cottage.
By the look on your walls that you come a long way. Hey, I can tell by the look on your face you got a whole lot to say. Oh yeah, looking straight past me at a castle up in the sky. I know, I know, seem to be
dining room. Hey, what's it gonna take? Get him to loosen it. And hey, hey you in the suit and them shiny, shiny boots, you'll never make the castle again. 'Cause there's a castle. Oh yeah.